The state government has announced today from next Monday we'll be moving to, quote, a new phase of the pandemic response, which means the protocols at our hospitals will shift from a red alert level to a blue. What does that mean? The mandatory COVID testing of visitors to hospitals will be scrapped as we start scaling back some of these pandemic protocols and return health staff to other clinical duties. The president of the AMA here in Western Australia is Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith, who joins me live on 6PR this afternoon. Doctor, thank you for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ollie. Good afternoon, listeners.
Do you think it's the right time to be scrapping and scaling down some of these pandemic protocols in our hospitals?
Well, I think it's a lot better time. It's actually, this plan has been delayed by a month now based on feedback from frontline doctors. This was actually proposed about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And it does actually show, to their credit, the McGowan government is responsible and is actually looking out for the well-being of WA hospitals and people. I think it is the right time now. We haven't seen all the detail in that I still think that visitors still need to wear masks. I certainly would still favour that in the hospitals that the working staff and that the visitors do continue to wear masks. But we don't have all that detail yet. But certainly I think it is an appropriate time. A month ago was definitely not the right time when this was first proposed.
Mandatory negative RATs are going to be scrapped for most visitors unless you're going into vulnerable area or areas of high risk. Will that speed up the process to get people moving through our hospital system a little faster?
Well, look, it will. But again, we've got to look at what this is going to do. If we're talking about this being a mechanism to try to improve ramping, it's going to do absolutely nothing to improve ramping. So, you know, let's make sure that we're actually looking at this for the right reason. This is not going to change ramping or access to beds in the hospital system at all. This is more about moving around the hospital. And look, yes, some staff have been tied up with COVID and these sort of protocols and things. But, you know, that's not a massive number of people, Ollie. So is this going to make a massive difference to the capacity of the system of the hospitals? No, it's not. Are we on the downside? The TKI research with proper modelling, which was great to see someone doing proper modelling, is showing that we're definitely on the downside of this current Omicron wave. And so it is appropriate to reduce these at the right time. I applaud the government for delaying it for a month, as they have done. It does show that they're responsible and responsive to feedback. And obviously, it's an ongoing monitoring situation. If we see a spike or a blip or we see a new wave, well, obviously, we've got to revisit and see where we are as far as blue or red or orange and where we go from there.
You mentioned the ramping. Obviously, we recorded almost 7,000 hours, a record in July. Is this, do you worry as an ulterior motive to try and resolve that issue and it won't actually see the number of hours that ambulances ramped outside a hospital decrease?
Yeah, no, this will do nothing for that. I don't think the government is doing that, thinking that it's going to reduce ramping. I mean, it just isn't going to do it. I just don't want the public to think that that's what this is about.
Sure.
This is all about transmission of COVID in hospitals. There's still the same message out there, Ollie. COVID is a nasty little virus. And basically, people, you really want to get it as infrequently as you can and make sure it's as not as severe as possible. So that means keeping your vaccination up to date and take precautions. When you're in an area where you risk of transmission, don't be afraid to put a mask on. People should applaud you and give you a thumbs up rather than people feeling insecure or self-conscious about wearing a mask. It's a brave thing to do and I encourage people to do it.
You mentioned masks. The requirement for hospital staff to wear masks will still be there, but it will change the type of mask they need to wear, not one of these particular more heavy-duty masks or the N95s and the like. You'll have to wear at least a surgical mask. Is that also the right move, Dr. Duncan-Smith?
Well, the good thing about this, which again was lobbied for, is that it's actually leaving it up to the individual healthcare worker to wear what they think is appropriate for the appropriate clinical setting. Now, it's certainly in high-risk areas, in emergency departments where they don't know what they're actually getting, or high-traffic areas, I think N95s are still very appropriate. If you've got a healthcare worker that, for whatever reason, is slightly more vulnerable, then yes, an N95 is more appropriate. But the good thing about this protocol is it leaves it up to the healthcare individual to make that decision about whether they wear an N95 or whether it is a surgical mask.
How are hospitals coping at the moment with a surge of patients requiring, whether it is for COVID or they're turning up at an emergency department or a day procedure? Are we handling everything on the plate at the moment?
Look, if you define things as, you know, that there's not people dying in emergency waiting rooms or out the front of hospitals. It does appear that way. But I've got to tell you, the junior doctors in our healthcare system have been doing it really hard for a long time. They are tired. They are worn out. They are demoralized. They're burnt out. I'm certainly glad that we really didn't hit the 500 hospitalization level this time around. But those doctors really need to be applauded for all the hard work that they're doing. So in a lot of measures, the hospital system is not coping. It really depends on how you look at it. You know, we're not doing much in the way of elective surgery. Everything else is falling behind. We had a hospital system that really wasn't coping without COVID. So all that all these increased cases are doing is actually reducing its ability to do non-COVID work, which is where the sacrifice is made.
With that new modelling, are you confident we've peaked in WA now?
Yeah, well, look, the government had the WA Health was putting it out there that we were going to peak sometime mid to late August, which is, and I don't have modelling, so I was basing things on that.
Yeah.
The Telethon Kids Institute has come out with modelling to say that we've definitely peaked, and at least they've got proper modelling. So yes, I would take their, estimates on board that are much, much more accurate than just guesswork and say that, yeah, we have peaked. But there is other stuff out there. Flu appears to have peaked as well. But we are seeing a lot of our other respiratory viruses like RSV and a parainfluenza virus, which look like they're on the way up. So people should still practice social measures, good hygiene still, washing hands, alcohol wipes, coughing into your elbows. We should be doing all of that to relieve pressure on the health system still.
Victorian government, I see today, announced that it's going to provide N95 masks to the public for free. Would that be a good policy here? Is that sending the wrong message, do you think, Dr. Duncan Smith?
Well, look, this is where politics comes into things. The more N95s, the better, because they actually work better. Mm. But you may actually find, like, rats here, that they've overbought rats. That's why we're getting free rats here. They double-ordered the number of rats we actually needed. And you may find the Victorian government double-ordered the number of N95s they needed, which is the reason they're giving out them rather than surgical masks. Now, definitely, N95s are much better than surgical masks. Surgical masks are much better than cloth masks, and cloth masks are much better than no mask. So, if they've got the N95s to hand out, that's great. If our government's got them, that'd be great as well. The better protection, the more protection we've got, the better.
Thanks for your time there. Appreciate that. Dr. Mark Duncan Smith is the president of the AMA here in WA.